When we add the preposition lem, which means to the honored word, it looks like the honored word has actually lost a letter rather than gained a letter. While when we add, for example, the preposition be to the same word, it just gets added to it. So what exactly is going on here? Have we been writing the honored word wrong? Well, of course not. But to be able to understand why this is happening, there is an important concept that you must understand first. If you have this word, qalam, which means a pen, an indefinite noun, and you want to turn it into a definite noun, so to say, the pen, naturally you will say, al-qalam. Now, if we want to add the preposition lam to the beginning of the word, you will notice that we'll have to drop hamzat al-wasl, and we'll say, lil-qalam, and we write it like this. Now, let's try to do the same thing with a word that has lam as its first letter. We'll go with the word layl, which means a night. And after adding al, or the definite article, we'll have al-layl, the night. Remember, this is al-shamsiyya, so we will not pronounce the first lam at all, and the second lam will have shadda on top of it. And so we say al-layl, like when we say ash-shams. And at this point, if we try to add the preposition lam to it, like we did with al-qalam, we'll start seeing a problem that we didn't have before, which is that there is now three lams following one another. So how do we solve that problem to avoid the mentioning of three lams following one another, which could look very confusing, as you can see? Well, we simply give up the lam that is not pronounced in this case, and it is dropped anyway. So we'll end up with lil-layl, with only two lams. The first lam is the particle, and the second one is the original lam with shadda, which is still being affected by the lam of the definite article that has now been removed. Now, let's go back to the honored word, Allah. As I explained before in this lesson, the origin of the honored word is ilah, and that al at the beginning of the word has lam shamsiyya, just like the word al-layl. So it is extremely important to understand that this lam is not actually pronounced at all. We only pronounce the second lam with shadda, just like al-layl. Now let's add li to the beginning of the honored word, like we did with al-layl and al-qalam. And now we understand that this is not possible. And so, the second lam, which is not pronounced anyway, has to be dropped. So this is the correct spelling of lillah, or the honored word with li added to the beginning of it. But wait a minute. When we add the preposition bi to any word, not just the honored word, we actually keep the hamzat al-wasl, and we never drop it. So why can't we do the same thing with lam as well? And the answer is, it is true that adding any particle or preposition to any word is done by just adding it to the beginning of the word, except for the addition of lam as a preposition. And the reason for this exception is to avoid any confusion with negation. But what does that mean? Well, if we treated lam like any other preposition, we'll actually create a word which will definitely confuse the reader. Let's try it out to understand what I mean. You can already see the formation of the negation tool in Arabic, la, which means no. So when reading this, it could mean la lirajul, no to a man, or lirajul, to the man. And naturally, this confusion applies to any word that the lam is attached to. And so, to avoid this problem, hamzat al-wasl was dropped to avoid confusion or giving two contradicting meanings. Because when you see this, you wouldn't exactly know which one it is. But what about tashkil? Can't we just add tashkil to show which it is?
Well, tashkil was added later to the Arabic language. But before then, Arabs found ways to differentiate words that would otherwise look the same, like adding waw to differentiate Amr from Umar. Because in Arabic, both of these names should only consist of three letters, Ayn, Mim, and Ra. But to clear the confusion, waw was added to the end of Amr to make it look different.
And so, since Hamzat al-Wasl is already expandable, it was removed to improve the clarity of the word.
So, next time when adding lam to the honored word, and it looks like the word now actually has fewer letters, know that there is much more going on.
Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.